Today is Friday, August 24th, 2007. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. Is this story a case of overreaction or something that needs to be done more? Comes from Fox News, and it's out of Mesa, Arizona. Officials at an Arizona school suspended a 13-year-old boy for sketching what looked like a gun, saying the action posed a threat to his classmates. The boy's parents said the drawing was harmless, doodle, and school officials have overreacted. The school made him feel like he committed a crime. They're doing more damage than good, said the boy's mother, Paula Mosteller. The drawing did not show blood, bullets, injuries, or target any human or parent. And the East Valley Tribune said that the boy said he did not intend for the picture to be a threat. Administrators at Payne Junior High in nearby Chandler suspended the boy on Monday for 5 days, but later reduced it to 3 days. The boy's father, Ben Mosteller, said that he went to the school to discuss his son's punishment, and school officials mentioned the seriousness of the issue and talked about the 1999 massacre at Colorado's Columbine High School, where two teenagers shot and killed 12 students, a teacher, and themselves. Mosteller said he was offended by the reference. Chandler District spokesman Terry Locke said the crude sketch was absolutely considered a threat and that threatening words and pictures are punishable by suspension. Well, I'm kind of torn with this one. Drawing pictures, yeah, Klebold and Harris, they drew lots of pictures, but they also had videos and references and writing. More education is what's needed. The 12 and the 13 and the 14-year-olds need to be educated as far as the danger of guns, that guns aren't cool, that guns can kill, and maybe you won't see so many doodles and drawings of them. Suspension, yeah, maybe one day just to learn that you can't be doing that sort of stuff in school. Comparing it to Columbine might be a bit of a stretch, but the school division also has a responsibility to protect the students in that school, and the parents need to protect their child from doing things that may harm themselves or others. It's 50-50 on this one, but more education for students on gun control is important. I'm Dana Pretzer.